You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Descends originally from the wild rock doves of Europe, North Africa and Western Asia. And the bird is also known as the rock pigeon, but here in New Zealand it might be called the feral pigeon. You don't really want to confuse them with kereru. Yep.
Would you like to touch on the history of the domestication?
Sure. Well, they've been domesticated for a long time, probably approximately 5,000 years.
Wow.
And they were originally domesticated as a food source. So people took them around the world as a food source. But they were also developed into homing pigeons, which are used for pigeon racing. And one of the good things they were used for was actually carrying messages. So you probably heard of things like pigeon post.
Yep, definitely.
And during wartime, they were actually a source of communication, particularly in the First World War and the Second World War, for carrying messages that couldn't be intercepted by the enemy. So they do have a long history.
So why the sudden fall from grace? How does an animal go from a delivery agent during the war to being named feral?
That's right. There's a couple of good reasons. So originally in New Zealand, there was a lot of what we call racing pigeon fanciers. And it was a popular sport, kind of originally from England. And people would have like a pigeon coop in their backyard, and they would race pigeons with other pigeon fanciers. And since the 1970s, that became less popular. And it was due to having lots of infill housing, and also neighbours not liking having a whole pigeon coop next door. These birds were combined with ones which originally bought for food purposes and escaped. And they adapted to take advantage of human foods, a lot of our waste, and they've really since the 1970s just been increasing in numbers.
So is it just me, or are they getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
It really depends on whether they're actually getting bigger in size. A lot of the ones in the central city are actually rather malnourished because they eat junk food. But the ones living on the cliffs and say along the Waitakere's, and the ones in rural areas are generally bigger because they actually eat more natural food.
Oh,
and one of the issues with the increasing numbers of birds, because there's a lot more than there used to be, is people feeding them. They're still making the mistake of feeding them, and there's quite poor waste disposal. So they've learned to eat out of rubbish bins, eat food which is left lying around. But also the farming practices have changed. A lot of our dairy farms now have feedlots where they actually feed grain to cattle or hay, and that provides them with a lot of foods. There's also other issues like we plant lots of phoenix palms. Feral pigeons just love those trees for nesting in, and they're pest trees in themselves, you know. They're quite large and spiky, but a lot of problematic birds use them. Birds like the common miner as well, in addition to the feral pigeon.
Is their ability to scrounge and eat on human scraps unique to the pigeon?
No, it's not. So there are issues with a number of other birds in New Zealand. One of them is the common miner, and the other one is the house sparrow. They can be a big problem, especially when all three birds combine together. In other countries, there's also crows, which are problems.
Oh, okay.
We don't have crows in New Zealand. We used to have a New Zealand raven, but we don't have any crows anymore. And if you go, for example, to London, you'll see the whole environment's dominated by pigeons and crows, which is detrimental to other birds.
Would you be able to touch on how pigeons are able to adapt so well to our concrete jungle?
Well, it provides them lots of places for nesting, so places which have got good shelter. It's also very similar to their original natural environment, because originally these wild rock doves lived on cliffs, either cliffs along the seashore or cliffs in the mountains, and kind of the central city replicates that in a way.
Oh, that's
so we're actually providing them with a habitat, and we're also providing them with lots of food scraps.
Yeah, how could they not leave?
Well, yeah, that's right. So that's one of the reasons why they're increasing in number. And they are problematic in a number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, I can just mention a few of those.
Yeah, go ahead.
birds like pigeons, mynahs and sparrows, they actually affect the number of smaller native and endemic birds, particularly insect-eating ones. They affect them in our gardens because by feeding food scraps or bread, you're bringing in all these mynahs, house sparrows, sometimes spotted doves and feral pigeons. And basically the smaller native and endemic birds get scared out, they get pushed out. So that birds like the grey warbler, which is known as the rero rero, and the fantail, which is the te waka waka, silver eyes, even blackbirds and song thrushes find it quite difficult when we have lots of sparrows, mynahs, pigeons and doves. Yeah, so it can be problematic. Mm-hmm. There's also an issue with salmonella. Salmonella poisoning is a big issue in some countries, and that's through poor waste disposal. And they also create a bit of a mess too, a lot of fouling, so, you know, a lot of pigeon poop. Yeah, and it's a real problem in some countries. In Singapore, it is illegal to feed pigeons.
Oh, really?
You will actually be fined for it.
What do you see as a solution for sort of this overtaking of a certain kind of breed?
I think there's a couple of solutions. One of them is just don't feed them at all. And that includes feeding tui, you know, sugar water, because no one cleans the sugar water feeders and the birds get parasites and they get diseases. So I think the better thing to do is actually to plant trees and plant plants that birds like. That's a really good thing, instead of feeding them. We also just need to dispose of our waste properly.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to stop planting Phoenix palms. We really need to stop doing it because it's just creating habitat for pigeons and mynahs. So there's a lot of things we can do, but we had to combine those together and just be aware of, you know, going to the park and tossing bread on the ground is not a good thing. We need to really grow out of that, and we need to sort of get out of this idea that we're doing good. It might make us feel better, but it's actually not good for the environment.
Do you consider the feral pigeon to be a pest or a misunderstood, overfed bird?
I think it is a pest. It can be a pest, but it's compared to stoats or rats, it's a minor pest, and you don't have to go around killing them. You just have to stop feeding them, stop giving them opportunity, and that's what I recommend to people. You know, you don't have to have a crusade against them. You just have to be aware of them and actually adapt the way that you are doing things and the way that you're affecting the environment.
Anything else that you would like to touch on?
Just be careful in the way you feed birds, and instead of feeding them, plant trees. We need to plant trees in Auckland. We need to stop cutting them down. Mm. So that's my sermon probably for today, is plant more trees.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So stop feeding the birds, plant more trees, but not the palm ones.
That's right. And basically, you know, create a more healthy environment for our bird life. And I think we'll do well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.